Okay, today's shiur is Bechoros Daf Lamed, and we are on Chaf Tes Amid Beis, as we are in the second half of this Perek Ad Kama, and we are up to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, how do we get into this? Remember, the Mishnah was discussing inappropriate behavior by a Chacham related to being Matir a Bechor. So once we did that, we generalized getting into inappropriate behavior of any Chacham. If Chacham makes a mistake, Tav B'Dvar Mishnah, Tav B'Shikol Hadas, and then other inappropriate behaviors of a rabbinic and religious figure in terms of services provided, in terms of teaching, in terms of judging, in terms of working with the Paraduma, v'chulu. So that was related. So then we get into a second issue now, and that is chashud. If someone is chashud, suspect of one area of halacha, what is the halacha regarding other areas of halacha, regarding that area of halacha, how do we deal with him? So that's what we started getting into here on Chaftas Amid Beis. So the Mishnah said that if somebody is chashed on Shemitah, then you're not allowed to buy from him even non-Shemitah assured items, as we'll see. But now we're at the next Mishnah. Hachasha lios mocher truma l'shem chulin. If somebody is chashed to sell truma, but to call it chulin. It's really truma, so it's a pretty serious offense. Truma is misa b'dei shamayim. Somebody's going to sell it if somebody eats it b'shogeg, so it's a shogeg misa b'dei shamayim, so you're not chayav misa, but you're chayav karen and chomesh, but it's still a serious offense. So if somebody's choshed to sell truma as chulin, ein lochem imenu afilu maimu melach, divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says he's not allowed to buy anything from him, even water and salt, which obviously does not have a chiyuv of truma, right? And that's the question that's dealt with a couple of weeks ago. Esav asked his father, right? Ech ma'asron es ha'melach. So we spoke about that a couple of years ago in Parshas Shir. What's the symbolism of the salt? Anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to buy anything from him related to any item that is edible, even mayim and melach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Kol sheyesh bo zikas truma u'maisros in lochem imenu. Rabbi Shimon limits it. The gzeira is only by something that's somehow related to truma and maisros. Salt and water are not, so therefore that is mutter. But only something that has a zika, some connection of truma. So what does that mean, a zikas truma? Something is truma. What's a zikas truma? So that's the Gemara's first question. La asuye mai. What's that including? What is zikas truma? La asuye kirve dagim de ma'arvi behu shemen zayis. It's including the intestines of fish that are served with oil. So the intestines of fish are not subject to Trumas and Maestros. That's animals. Animals are not subject to Trumas and Maestros. But the oil that's mixed in is. So that also you can't buy from them because it has some ingredient that is Truma. Is it batel? Is it not batel? So you might say, what's the chiddush? If it's less than 1/100, so then it should be batel. If it's more than 1/100, then it's mamish truma, right? So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? Okay, either way, maybe the chiddush is that even if it should be batel, it's still called a zikas truma. Either way, that's what the Gemara says. Has one ingredient of truma. Next, ha'u tavcha davi chashil lizvunei tarba da'atma b'marta kanta. There was a butcher that was chashit to sell the fat of an da'atma. Rashi says that's the fat of the thigh, which is an iser type of chelev. Chelev ha'klayos, sha'al ha'yarech. Somebody sells treif chelev b'mar de kanta, or mida, it says on the side, mar kanta b'marta kanta. He sells it as kosher fats. He sells trey fats as kosher fats. Rashi says, b'cheskas chelav tohar. So what's the halacha? Kansei Rava, lizvune afilu amguze. Rava said, you can't even buy nuts from him. You can't buy anything from him, just like Rabbi Yehuda, sounds like Rabbi Yehuda Sheet in the Mishnah. So Amar Leir Pavala Rava, keman Rabbi Yehuda. Is Rava going like Rabbi Yehuda, that if there's a chashud item being sold and you can't buy anything from him? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, afilu maimu melach nami. So if it's like Rabbi Yehuda Sheet, then why does he say nuts? Nuts is at least something that is considered a food for other in other areas of halacha. But why don't you say water and salt? Even bigger chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. Answer no. La'olam Rabbi Shimon. Really, it's the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, it should be limited to items of Yeshlo Zikas Truma, right? That was the in the Mishnah, but here we're not talking about Truma, we're talking about Chelev, but it should have something to do with Chelev. So be Isuri de Gufa Kansin and Lay. But here it is. It has to do with the Isur itself. How? How do the nuts have to do with Chelev? So Stam Dardaki Garubam Guze. Most kids like nuts. Right? Garubam Guze. They get excited about nuts. How times have changed. So what happens when the kids, you know, want to make a couple of, make a little money, or make a little, food, and they go, they work for the butcher shop, he entices them with the nuts, and he gets them to come into the store with the nuts, and in that way, then he gets them to bring their non-kosher fats from their home, because he gives them the nuts and he gets them on his good side, and they bring the trade fat, and then in that way he's able to sell it. So the way he gets them into the store is with these nuts. So the nuts also have something to do with the Isser itself. So that's why Rava assured even buying nuts from this butcher. Even though it's according to Reb Shimon basically includes anything that has connections to this trade fat. Trade thing that he's selling. So this also has a connection. It's used as the there are different phrases in economics. Just getting them into the store. There's a loss leader. There's a, you know, you only take a loss. There's other items where you put it in the store. Either way, so this nuts was used to get him into the store. So therefore, it was answered also according to Reb Shimon.
Who's buying the nuts?
So he has them in the store. You're right. You're giving them to the kids, but I guess they also have them in the nuts. They have them at by the checkout counter. You have the nuts. You can't even buy the nuts, even though it's that's an impulse item, right? It's you buy it at the store, but yeah, it's asur to do that too. Where do you see? Is there any sources that talk about nuts, that kids love nuts? So once it comes up, so the Rambam. The Rambam in his Hakdama to Chelek. The Rambam there, never gone through it. It's obviously a required reading for the three Hakdamas of the Rambam are all items that we all have to make sure that we review. And again and again, the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos, right? That's the Rambam's general Hakdama. The Rambam has has a little Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, but that's only three pages long. But the other three major Hakdamas, number one, the Hakdama to all of Mishnah, number two, Hakdama to Pirkei Avos, called Shmona Prakim, Dei Prakim, and number three, Hakdama to Chelek, Hakdama to the last parak in Masechah Sanhedrin, which talks all about Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim and the like. So there he talks about how we're supposed to, he gives a mashal. He's giving a mashal about getting people to learn Torah. He says, Hama'ayin b'sefer zeh, havein zeh ha-mashal sh'ani m'mashel l'cha. Listen to the mashal of sh'ani m'mashel l'cha. Interesting verb. Obviously, this was written in Arabic and was translated to Hebrew. Va'az tachin libcha v'teshma devaray al zeh. Simbedaitcha. Ki nar katan heviyu eitzel ha-malami l'lamdo Torah. A kid's brought to his milami to learn Torah. V'zehu atov ha-gadol lo l'inyan mashiyasik min ha-shleimus. And this is the ultimate good that he can be involved in. Learning Torah. You don't get a greater good. We don't have a greater pursuit that we can be involved in more than Torah. Ella, but shehu lemiut shanav v'chol shas sichlo, because of his years and his lack of life experience, he or she does not realize the what's going on. Eino mavid milus oso hatov v'lo mashayagi ehu b'shvilo min hashlemus. What are you pushing me for? They don't realize it. Kids don't realize the gavlos of Talmud Torah, and therefore, how do we get them to learn? Lefichach behechruch, I am forced to go to ulterior motives. Yitztarech hamalameit shehu yoter shalei mimenu sheyizareiz oto al halimud bidvarim shehem ahuvim etzlo lekatanu shanav. You got to use things that the kid likes in order to get them to learn, and this is what you have to do, says the Rambam. V'yomer lo kara ve'tein lecha egozim. Oh, to Einim, first one on the list. I'll give you nuts and dates. Not gonna excite anybody in Tafshin Ayin Beis. Right? Nuts and dates are not gonna make it there. Probably not even candies. Maybe depending on what the age is. But nuts and dates. It's gotta be worth at least a couple hundred shekel, and it's gotta go on and off. That's about the only thing that's going to excite anybody nowadays. But he says, come and learn and I'll give you some nuts and dates. Oh, atim l'cha matvash. How about some honey? Ubezeu karei mishtadel. And that's what he's going to get him to learn. Lo le'etzem hakriya. L'fisheni yodei ma'alasa. Not because he values and realizes this is the amazing pursuit. Ela kadei sheyinu lo osu ha'machal. V'achilas osam ha'megadim etzlo yikara be'inav ben hakriya. V'tova harbe below safek. That's why he does it. It's not fooling anybody. Lefiha choshev halimur amal v'yagia v'hu amelbo k'dei sheyagia lo ba'oso amal ataklas ha'huva etzlo v'hu egoz echad o chatichat dvash. That's it. That's what he's learning. That's the ultimate goal. Ukeshe yagdil v'yachzik sichlo. When he gets a little older, v'yekav v'inav, and he realizes, come on, nuts. V'chasar lehov zulaso, and he likes to love other things. Yizor, then you got to switch. Says the Rambam. Yizarzu otov yaru tavaso pa'oso adavar hachamudlo v'yomelo milamdo kara ve'kach lecha minalim yafim. Get you a nice pair of shoes. Obugadim chamudim ka'ela. And again, you're not learning lola etzem halimud, ela oso malbush. You're just learning for the leather jacket. You're learning for whatever the clothes is. V'habeget sh'ahu nechbar be'inav min ha'Torah. And again, that's more important than the Torah. V'hu etzlo tachas kriyaso. Okay, we'll move it up in the world. Let's say you realize, come on, clothing, shoes, that's not for me. V'az yomer l'rabo, lamar parsha zu aperek zeh, v'etin l'cha dinar echad. Money, shnei dinarim. Now we're getting somewhere. Uvakachu kori mishtadu l'gachos v'amamon, and then you're learning for the money. V'yoso v'amamon etzlo nechbar min ha'limud, l'fit sh'tachas ha'limud etzlo, sh'yigach hazov sh'etichulo. And it keeps going. First it's nuts, and then it's clothing, and then it's money. And then when we get a little older, and with that he says, Yomala Rabo Lamad, so now we're ready mature, right? Teach, Kadesha Tihiya Rav Vidayan, Vichabducha Bnei Adam, Viyakumu Mipanecha, Viyasu Mitzvosecha. You'll get the Mizrach seat. People will give you shlishi. Come on, you have to learn to become a Talmud Chacham. V'yigdal shimcha b'chayecha, you'll become a famous rabbi. V'ukori u'mishtadel, v'tilahasig ma'ilazu. And that's what you're learning. So you'll get the kavod, says the Rambam. V'kol zeh migune. Right? All of this is something that we have to do because we're human beings and we don't realize it at different stages of our life. But there has to come a time, says the Rambam, that we're going to get over it. There has to come a time that we're not doing it for any other reason except for Talmud Torah. V'yalimud kazeh on all these limudim, omim chachamim, shalol l'shma, kolomar sh'yasha ha-mitzvot v'yomash. We're supposed to do it because that's the way we get to in good habits. But says the Rambam, there's got to be a time in life that we get over all of these other ulterior motives, because the nuts and the clothing is the same thing like the other motives. You know, I want to say that I learned Shas. That's also a shalol lishma, right? That's all, as Antigonus Yesocho says, Altio kavanu amshav shem sarav amanas la kalapras, shalol amanas la rav la kalapras, sheyamin be'emet le'etzem ha'emet. V'zeh ha'in shekoron oso, oved mei ahava. Again, obviously there's a lot here, I just read you one page, but that is from his Hakdamat HaChelek, going into the value that we have to take in our lives. How do we get there? Talking about the love of nuts. Love of nuts, love of hot chocolate, thank you. And the love of other items. Okay, here we go. Says the next Mishnah. How many other Dafyomi Shiurim did we talk about that Rambam today? Pirush Mishnais. Okay. Vaita. Says the Mishnah, Ha chashed ala shviyas, eno chashed ala maizris. If somebody is chashed on Shemitah, what is he chashed? What is he chashed about Shemitah? What's there to be chashed about? What, eating Shemitah fruit? That's not a problem. The Ramban counts that as a mitzvah saseh daraisa. You're allowed to eat, not only is it allowed to, it's a mitzvah to eat. Right? The Ramban the Rambam does not quote this, we'll come back to this later, but just to mention it now, then we'll talk about it more later. In the third mitzvah, we know the Ramban at the end of his Sefer HaMitzvahs, after the Rambam lists all of his, and the Ramban knocked out a bunch of them, so he has to add up. He has to add on, because everybody agrees that there are 613. So the Ramban adds on 17 mitzvot aseh. He has to add on, because he knocked off 17, so he has to add on 17. So number 3, and what he adds on is, Sha'amra Torah v'peh shvius, v'haysa shabbat ha'aretz lachem le'achla, v'darshu la'achla v'lo l'schora, v'zeh dvar Torah. Right? That's a din daraisa. The Ramban counts it as a mitzvot aseh to eat, to partake of Perish Shvius. So, what is the Mishnah talking about? Chashed al Shvius. So, you have to say it's something related to the Isurim of Shvius. He's chashed to work his land during Shemitah. He's chashed to do business with Shemitah fruit. Something that is problematic. So if somebody is chashed on Shemitah, eino chashed ala maisris. He is not chashed for maisris. And therefore, says Rashi, in other years of Shemitah, you're allowed to buy tefuah from him and treat it like demai. You don't have to treat it like vadai problem. You have to treat it like demai. That's what Rashi says. Achronim, Reb Kivei Agar Mishnayis are bothered. I don't say, even if he was chashed, we'll treat it like demai. But because he's not chashed on maisros, therefore you can treat it like demai. Even if he's chashed, what? It's going to be vadai. It's going to be, if he's chashed, you're going to treat it like vadai tevel. So Reb Kivei Agar does not answer that question. He just wonders why Rashi says that. He quotes it because the Bar Tanura also says it there. So he quotes in Tosfos Reb Kivei Agar, "V'lo yadati af b'chashed ala maisr, ein maisr mehen vadai." Don't be called welcome. Musafik and muisr zeh. So if you look in the Hagos on Reb Kivei Agar, there it says the efshar it's possible. Yeah. By a chashid, Chazal tells us to treat it like vadai. What's the nafkamina? You make a bracha. You make a bracha when you're mafresh. Make a bracha if I'm mafresh vadai. So if somebody is chashid, Rashi sounds like you treat it like vadai, the nafkamina would be a bracha. But either way, Rashi says he's not a chashid on maisris, and therefore one would not make a bracha. This is talking about Meiser Shani as we'll talk about. So Chashad Shvias is not Chashad on Meisers. A Chashad on Meisers and a Chashad on Shvias. The other way also does not work. If somebody is Chashad on Meisers, he's not Chashad on Shemitah. We'll see in the Gemara, each one has a stringency. So therefore, if one is Chashad on one, then we're able to assume that maybe he won't be Chashad on the other one. Ha Chashad Valzeh Valzeh. If somebody is Chashad on both, then Chashad al Hataros. Then he's Chashad on Taros, which we'll see in the Gemara means Midrabanan. So if somebody's Chashad on Daraisa issues, he's surely going to be Chashad on Darabanan issues. The Yeshu Chashad al Taros, so he no Chashad al Zeh al Zeh. And sometimes a person can be Chashad on Taros and not be Chashad on the other items of Maisris and Shemitah. We'll have to see in the Gemara. Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule. If anybody is chashed in a certain area, he can't be a dayan in that area, he can't be a witness in that area. If somebody is mechal Shabbos, well, not Shabbos, we'll get to that. If somebody eats treif, so they're not going to be able to testify in terms of somebody, oh, we saw this person eat non-kosher. Right? If somebody wears shatnez, they can't testify that somebody wore shatnez. Right? So that's the rule. Somebody is a mufka from that area. Okay, so my time, I asked the Gemara, my time, why is it that if somebody is chashed on Shemitah, they're not chashed on Maaser Sheni? So, Shvi'is lo bayachoma. In one sense, Shemitah is not as chomer. You can eat Shemitah fruit anywhere. Lo bayachoma does not need to be within the walls. Maaser, kiven de bayachoma, chomerle. Since people know that you have to eat this in Yerushalayim, it's more stringent in their eyes, and therefore, if somebody is chashed on Shemitah, they're not chashed on Maaser. Other way, chashed ala maaser v'chulu. Somebody's chashed on maaser, they're also not chashed on Shemitah. My time, maaser is lepidyon. Maaser, you can be mechalal the kedusha and make the maaser sheni fruit total chulin, and it'll go on to the money. Shvius, peir shvius, there's nothing to do. Peir shvius is always, it's called nitvas. Biktusha, I'll say it's one of the two items in halacha that is always tofes as damav, as it's called, shvita and tmei avodah zara. Those are the two. So kiva to kamitzer alei, v'les lei pidyon chamir alei. Since it's always asered, so therefore, also it is chomer in people's eyes, and therefore, if somebody's chashid on maaser sheni, they're not chashid on shvita. Hachashid al zev al zeh. What about if they're chashed on both, the chashed on Taurus, keep it the chashed on Daraisa, chashed on Adarabanan. The chashed on Dinim Daraisa, like Shmita and like Maaser Sheni, they're surely chashed on Darabanans as well. Something to talk about here, but let's just continue a little more. The Yesh chashed on Taurus, and there are some that are chashed on Taurus, but not chashed on the other items. So my time, Nehi Adarabanan chashed, Adaraisa lo chashed. So just the opposite. I mean, you could look at things both ways. You could say, if this guy would even violate Daraisas, then forget it. Surely he's going to violate Darabanans. That was the first line. So if he's chashed on Maisers and Shemitah, so then surely he's going to be chashed on the others. And the other way works too, as we just said. If he is only chashed on Darabanans, so then maybe he's only going to do that. Who said he's going to jump to Daraisas? So therefore, both of those directions work. V'raminhi.
That's the whole reason of Demai that we're... someone is cut, we say it's not cluttered on truma because it's daraisa,
if it's maisra sheni is also daraisa to eat outside, chus
lachoma. It's less of a punishment.
It's less of a punishment, that's true. I'm not focusing on the punishments right now. But well, we'll talk about a beis Yosef in a minute. Veramini, but 1 second, is that really true? If somebody is chashar adrabban, is that chashis on daraisas? Veramini, neman al hataros, neman al hashvias. Brisa says, if somebody's neman on taros, then he's neman on shvius. Mashba ha chashid chashid. Mashba, if he's chashid on taros, then it'll be chashid on shvius also. It sounds like it's automatic. So the Gemara answers no, which is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says you could be chashid on taros and not chashid on shvius. So answer the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Loi, Masnisan, when in the Mishnah, when we say he's kosher, kishere inua shenoig betzina betok beiso, we see he's a kosher guy behind the scenes. We know he does in private, in times when people aren't watching, we know he's a Naaman. So that's why it's specifically in our Mishnah, that's the Ukimta, and it is okay, you're allowed to trust him. Number one. Or, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yishmal Amar, could go into Havi Chashid L'Travayu. The case that we're talking about in the Brisa, right, what are the two answers of the Gemara? The first answer of the Gemara is that the rule is the Brisa. Kivan the Chashid Chashid. The Mishnah is an exception. In the Mishnah, we know that he's a Naaman. The second answer is just the opposite. The Mishnah is the rule. Whenever there are two answers in the Gemara, you know, methodologically, what is each answer doing? So the first answer, this is the rule and that's the exception. Second answer is the opposite. Really, the rule is the Mishnah. Aye, what's the case of the Braisa? Really, there was a guy who was Chashid on both. And for us, a kamei rabbanan, and he came in front of the rabbis and did shuv and says, "I'm going to be accepted to do both. I'm going to be zahir and naman in both these areas." And then v'hadar ichshid achad minayu. And then we see he's not being trustworthy in one area. So then the amrinan were allowed to say, "Migada chashid aha chashinam ya'idach." So once he's no longer naman in one, so he must have gone back to the other one as well. Period. So those are the two ideas to explain the Mishnah and the Braisa. As we're talking about chashid on A, are you chashid on B? There is a Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef at the end of Simon Kuf Yotes. Kuf Yotes is Kuf Yotes. Kuf Yotes is Dine Chashud. Alright, Dine Chashud. There's one Simon in Shulchan Aruch on Dine Chashud. So you gotta do it here, you gotta do it when we do Chulin Daf Hein at the beginning of Chulin, if you remember all the discussions of Chashud. So the Shulchan Aruch starts, the tour starts off. Chashud Lechol Dvarim Asurim, Bein Imhu Chashud B'Isser Torah, Bein Imhu Chashud B'Isser Drabanan, Ein Lismoch Alav Bahen. Somebody's chashid to eat non-kosher, you can't trust him. V'im nis arech etzlo, lo yochel mi shalo, mi dvarim shehu chashud aleihem. V'amedra mamurim b'chashid, aval b'stam, kal adam b'cheskas kosher, v'yochel lechol imo. That's crucial. It's a crucial halacha. When you go to somebody's house, that's eidach hanim b'misurim. Right, if you know somebody's a naaman, so then you're allowed to trust their standards. Obviously, if I know for sure that they eat in places that I would never eat in, then I have to be nervous. But if somebody's a regular person, that's the halacha in the tour, and that's the halacha. He goes through all of these, all the cases. Chashid l'davar echad in a chashid l'davar macherim. Right, the tour says, according to Shulchan Aruch too, if somebody's chashid for one thing, they're not chashid for something else. Aval kol mashad tzarech l'oso davar, chashid gam alav, kiyahu uvda da'isa b'becholros. But if it's anything connected, so it's just like the Gemara b'cholros. B'tabach shayach chashid l'mkar chayla b'makam shuman, b'kansu oso, shalimkar afilu agozim. B'bnei shayach margel hana'arim l'avo alav, l'knosa mimenu b'agozim, shayinosin lam. Aval kol shar dvarim, shayinan shrikhan klal odavar, shu chashid alav, motar l'knos mimenu. Fine. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes in on the tour. What if you're chashid l'davar chamer, chashid l'davar kal? Goes through all the different details. Just to quote one tshuva of the Ramban. That's quoted in the Beis Yosef at the end. And it's quoted in Os Ches also in the Shulchan Aruch. Masha amarta, chashid l'davar kal, imhu chashid l'davar chamer. If you're chashid l'kal, you're chashid l'chamer. Afilu ala kal mimenu, eino chashid. The Ramban writes in a tshuva that even on something that's more kal, you're not chashid. To mishumit la aralos ain't a mishumit. That's al shchita. To mishumit to be an aral, which is a very chamer halacha, is not a mishumit for shchita. V'lo amru mishumit lo davar echad mishumit lachol atarah kula ella. When do you say mishumit for one thing is mishumit? This is now one step further. This is not chashid. Now we're talking about mumar, which is mishumad, which is a separate status. Somebody is known to be a heretic in this area. I reject this halacha. Not just, I'm not careful, I'm not ne'eman. So the Ramban is talking about, if somebody is a you only say a mumar, l'davar echad, mumar chazar akula, by two areas. Meshumar le'yayin nesech, u'lechal shabbos, but for hesya. That's what it says. But if somebody's a mumar for other areas, not a mumar for all areas. So the Beis Yosef asks on that Ramban from our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say, Perakat Kama, HaChashar al-Shmita, Neman al-Maisrus. The Gemara goes through reasons. You know why you're not chashar on the other thing? Because people think it's chomer in their mind. Mashma, if people would not think it's chomer in their mind, it would be a problem. So the Ramban was talking about chashid and mumar. I just read you the mumar line, but how could the Ramban suggest that if you're chashid for davar echad, you're not chashid for the lighter item? It sounds like from our Gemara that you are. And it's only because it's more chomer in their eyes. It's by choma, ein lo pidyon, that's why you're not going to be chashid. But if it wouldn't have that chomer item, you would say they are chashid. So the Beis Yosef has two important answers. Number one, v'shema yishlomar, shesover harav, shalo amru kain. When do we jump? Ella bi midaraisa lidarabanan. Avo midaraisa lidaraisa. Inami midarabanan lidarabanan. Lo. You're allowed to say if somebody is chashid on daraisas that they'll for sure violate darabanans also. That's what our Gemara says explicitly. But not the other way. The Beis Yosef says, okay, but our Gemara still is a problem because our Gemara sounds like same level. Right? Shemitah and Maaser Sheni. It's still the same level, sounds like. Without the reason of thinking it's chamur, you would be chashid on it even if they're both daraisa or both darabanan. So then the Beis Yosef has another crucial distinction. Inami, ad kan lo amar harav, de chashir l'davar echad, einu chashir l'davar acher, afilu kal mimenu. When does the Ramban say that you're not chashir for something else, even if it's more kal? El adafka b'shnei mine isurin. If you have two totally different areas of halacha, then even if something is more kal, he's not chashid. If somebody is chashid on bris milah, which is very chamor, he's not chashid on kashrus. Because one has nothing to do with the other one. Even if it's more kal. So that's the Ramban Shita. Ki ahi da'asam, sheyachashudim lechol gvinas goyim, vayimestapik pashoel mayachashudim gamal ha'shvua. There they eat treif cheese. Are they also chashid for taking false oaths? Aval, shvius umaisros, vitaharos, af al pishem isurim muchlakim mikamakom kivam shakulam he medaver maichol chashivi ki isur echal leinyan shem nechshar alacham nechshar alakal. All these isurim and argamara are all food related. I didn't emphasize it, but taharas here means eating chulin b'tahara. That's the taharas drabanan. That's the gemara was mentioning before. Zeh nearly ikker. That's how the Beis Yosef ends in Kuf Yates. So that's a very important distinction of chashid. Chashid goes by within the same area of halacha. All food items are all connected. But if two totally different areas of halacha, there are at least some rishonim that say chashid l'davar chomer, one would not say chashid l'davar kal. Okay, and in terms of mumor, as we said, only Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is Mumul Darachad Avim Mumul Chalter Akula. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, what about Yom Kippur? Because Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosom. We discussed this back in the first paragraph of Chulin. Whether Mumul L'Yom Kippur is a Mumul L'Chalter Akula. So that is an important discussion. But Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah, it quotes in his Akdama to Hilchah Shabbos, this Maimar Chazal, it reflects the importance of Hilchah Shabbos, because a Mumul for everything else, you know, it's you're not a Mumul for a Chalter Akula. And Shabbos is unique. Avodah Zarah, you understand. You have to believe in God. But Shabbos, so Mr. Burr says in Chinami, shows the it reflects the significance and the importance of Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rabba, Rabba Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva Stim Ta'a. These are the words, this version that we just said is Rabbi Akiva Stimta. These are the words that says chashid on Shemitah is not chashid on Meiser. That's Rabbi Akiva's version of the Mishnah. What does Stimta mean? Look at Rashi and Megillah Daf Beis talks about two pshatim of what Stimta. Most anonymous Mishnayos are like Rabbi Akiva. Look there. Why is he called Rabbi Akiva Stimta? Aval chachamim omrim chashid al shvuah chashid al Meiser. Shvi is chashid al Meiser. Somebody is chashid on Shemitah. He is chashid on Meiser. Man chachamim. Who are these chachamim? Rabbi Yehuda. Man Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, is the one that says Chashan on Shemitah. It's Chashan on Meiser. Why? De Ba'asrid. Rabbi Yehuda, Shvius, Chamur lehu. Shvius is very chamur in the area of Rabbi Yehuda. So if somebody is chashed on Shemitah, they're for sure be chashed on Meister Sheni. So where do you know that from? Dahu, Davi Kari le lechav, right? In Rabbi Yehuda's town, there was once two people fighting, insulting each other. So one of them insulted the other one and said, Dairi by Dairasa. Oh, you convert, son of a convert. Right? Dairi by Dairasa. That was a real insult. So Amar le, so he says to him back, Tasty Lee, El, you know what? At least to me, the Lachli Pirishvi is Kavaseh. At least I don't eat Shemitah fruit. Right? So, I was like, so you see from there that it was an insult because it must have been a very stringent, chomer thing in their eyes. And again, we ask, what do you mean? What? It's so bad to eat Shemitah fruit. The Ramban said it's a mitzvah say. So you have to say, he's talking about one of the Isser cases. Maybe you eat Shemitah fruits that Elachar Zman HaBi'ur. After the time that you were supposed to get it out of your reshus. Or another suggestion I saw, some say maybe it's based on the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, where's Rabbeinu Tam? Last daf in Yevamos. Rabbeinu Tam has a chiddush din against other Rishonim. Shamur, Shemitah fruit, is usur to eat. Right, the halacha is that I have to be mafkir my Shemitah fruit and let the gates open and let everybody go in. What if I guard my Shemitah fruit? Rabbeinu Tam holds, it's usur. Usur lecho, that usurs it. That's on the last page of Yevamos. Kuf, Chaf, Beis, Omer, Aleph. Tosas quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Adrasha. Mina mishumar iata botzer, avalata botzer, mina mufkar. That's the drasha of Rabbeinu Tam. Other Rishonim do not say that. But maybe if Rabbeinu Tam, it's so much shomer fruit. So there are cases that we can have that Perishvias are going to be usher. But again, fundamentally, as we said before, usually Shemitah fruit is a mitzvah. There is a discussion in that we have mentioned in the Mitzvos HaMelech, Rabbi Sement's beautiful Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvos, where he discusses that Ramban that says eating Perish Shemitah is a mitzvah aseh d'oraisa. How are we really supposed to understand that? The drasha is la'achla v'lo l'schora. So is the emphasis on the la'achla, or is the emphasis on the v'lo l'schora? Is it a kiyum aseh, or is it what we call an isser aseh? L'may nafkamina, what if I eat Shemitah fruit? Do I make a bracha? Do I make a special bracha? The Kohanim, when they ate kachim, they made a special bracha. Asher kiddushanu b'kdushaso shel aron v'tzivanu lechol asakachim. Or lechol chadas v'ashem. The Mishnah Malach says that bracha. The same bracha that they say when they duchen. So what happens when we are mafir shumas and maestras, we make a bracha. What about when we eat shumas and maestras? When we eat vaday truma? Is that going to be a mitzvah? So I can't eat truma. Right? So the Kohen, because he's truma, makes a bracha. But what about Shemitah fruit? Shemitah fruit everybody can eat, as long as it's in an appropriate way. So you can make a bracha, so it says the mitzvah HaMelech. It depends. If lachavos chore is the emphasis is on the la'achla, it's a mitzvah achila, then you're going to make a bracha. If it's just on the iser, the key of eating it is just so that you don't do business with it, but the ikr is the lo'os chore, then maybe you wouldn't make a bracha, because it's an iser asay, it's not a kiyum asay. Or, what about a shear? What about chatzi shear? Am I allowed to be mafsid? Am I allowed to, sell a little tiny drop of Shemitah fruit, less than a kezias? So again, if the focus is on the achila, it might be, everything might go on achila and kezias. If it's an issue of an isser assay, then maybe even less. Even a kolshu might be included in the isser. That's a suffix of the Marut al-Ghazi. He quotes right here in Hilchas Chala. Okay, there are other issues as well, but that's what his notes on Oz Gimel of the Hosaf of the Ramban, he has that nafkamina. Third one is, who is the isser on? The buyer or the seller? Right, is the isser Schora. Okay, here we continue. Zeh the Gemara Ikad Amrei, five lines up, Amra Rechana Rabbi Yochanan, another version, Zu Divrei Bekivas Dimtal. This Mishnah that said, if somebody is chashan on Shemitah, he's not chashan on Maisras, that was only Rabbi Kiva's Dimta. Ava chachamim omrim chashal on Maisr, chashal on Shviyas. The other way, if somebody's chashan on Maisr, they're for sure chashan on Shviyas, because Maisr is more chamor. Umar chachamim, Rabbi Meir, he da omar, chashal, davar echad, avi chashal, chol atar kula. Not only what, Maisr, but if you're chashan on any one thing. Period. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Talmidei Rabbi Zira. They were Talmidim of Rabbi Zira. V'yamri lo Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zira, Talmidei Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, it was a group. Chad Amar. One of them said the version of Aval Chachamim Omrim Chashid Al Hashviyas Chashid Al Hamaiser. They said like the first version that we had. Umar Chachamim Rabbi Yehuda. V'chad Amar Chashid Al Hamaiser Chashid Al Hashviyas. Umar Chachamim Rabbi Meir. Right, so like the opposite version, De Tanya. Where is this discussion of Rabbi Meir? As follows. De Tanya, Am Ha'aretz Shekibel Olav Divrei Chaverus. If an Am Ha'aretz, somebody who was not trustworthy in certain areas, accepted upon himself to start leading a different life. Divrei Chaver is to become a Chaver. Right, Divrei Chaver, what does Divrei Chaver mean? Third line in Rashi on top. Mefarish b'tosefta b'meseches demai. Demai tells us, Shalo yitin shrumo maisel ha'maretz, v'shalo yasa taras eitzel ha'maretz. You can't do all these things on ha'maretz. U'kishayochal chulun b'tara, v'shiaser eshu ochel. He's got to eat his chulun b'tara. He's got to be maaser what he eats, v'eshu mocher. He's got to be maaser what he sells. V'eshu lokech what he buys. So basically, he's got to change his behavior. He's got to be trustworthy regarding all these mitzvahs. So if a Gnama Aretz accepts to do all this, v'nechshad l'davar echad, and then all of a sudden he's chashed on one item, nechshad l'chal tar kula, he loses his status, div Rebbe Meir. That's the Rebbe Meir we're talking about. Of chashed l'davar echad, chashed l'chal tar kula. V'chachamim omrim, no, eno nechshad el oso davar belvad. He's only nechshad to that item. He doesn't lose everything by being chashed in one area. Okay, that's the first half of the brisa, but once we're here, the Gemara quotes the other half of the brisa. Hager, shekibel olav divrei Torah. Hager, you have a ger, a convert that accepted Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Afilu nechshad l'davar echad, havi chashir l'chal atzorah kula. If he's chashin in one area, he's more, you know, wont to fall back on his ways, and therefore the Tanakama hold, this shita holds, he chashin l'chal atzorah kula, v'harei hu ki Yisrael mumar. He's like a Yisrael mumar, a heretic. What's the chiddush of that? He's not like a guy, Rashi says. It's not like we could say, oh, his Kabbalah's mitzvahs originally must not have been emesdik and he's not Jewish. No, no, no. We don't say that. We say he had an emesdik Kabbalah's mitzvahs, but we treat him like a Yisrael mumar. Nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? Di kaddish kiddush of kiddushin. If he gets married, we trust, Yisrael mumar gets married, we trust the kiddushin, right? That is a crucial halacha, right? The kaddish isha, Rashi has la'achas hemer daito. After he was memer daito, he still starts his kiddushin, right? The ritva in Yevamos has a discussion of this. I was going to say a big discussion, but really the footnotes. If you remember Yevamos, the footnotes in the ritva in Yevamos from Rav Yaffin are, right? It's like Rav Yaffin's commentary on Yevamos with the Pirush HaRitva, right? That's why I'm saying you read it. It's like two lines of ritva on every page. It's unbelievable. That's why it's so fat. Anyways, not like you think, like the ritva wrote so much on Yevamos. He wrote the regular like every other besechta, but the commentary. Anyway, says the Ritva. This Gemara is quoted there too. V'shamina mina. You learn from here. Di Yisrael mishumad ki Yisrael nidon. A mumar, a heretic Jew, is treated like a Yisrael in regard to this area. V'kidusha kidushin gemurim. V'hu adin tegito get. Afilu kidusha shkidi b'giyuso. Comes up rachmana litzlan. Let's say people get married, wonderful, and all of a sudden the man goes off and he becomes a mumar. Rachmana litzlan. So could he give a get? So you got to get him to give a get. Give a get? Yes, we paskin. We paskin, like Rabbi Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Avamisha Chata Yisrael, as Pazik says by Achan. Umistavra, and then the Rambritva adds, Diludini Mominis, Bahakna Osav, Vichiyuvav, Kulam Ki Yisrael Hu Nidom. Remember we had a Gemara earlier, which Kinyanim work with a guy. So here you can assume he's a guy for a Yisrael for these areas. For other areas of Allah, you can assume he's a non-Jew. Right? Maybe for Yayin Nesach, maybe for other areas, for Ne'amanus. But in terms of Dina Mamadis, you could go like Jew. Mihu, im Dina Malchus, Shehu Kone Umakne, Kagoi, Dina Malchus Adina. Dina, if the legal law is other Kinyan, then you're allowed to trust those. The Yisrael, and then he adds on, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Yisrael Shechata V'Chazer B'Tshuva, what about a Chozer B'Tshuva? He's not Ger, he's Chozer B'Tshuva. The Kuli Alma, Shuras Adin, Eno Tzarach Tvila, Ela Kabbalah Chavers, B'Bnei Bezen L'Chachila, Maker Adin, obviously does not need to go to the mikvah, because it's just about Tshuva, he's Jewish. The afal pikein who tovel mi derabanan mishumayla dumya de tefilas evan meshuchrar shein tefilas ela mi derabanan evan meshuchrar is ready chayv and mitzvos like an isha, but he goes to the mikvah again mi derabanan. So it's just quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this minhag of when somebody is a bal tshuva, so then they go to the mikvah. So you might say, well, we're all bal tshuva, right? We should go to the mikvah every day, try to do tshuva every day. But he means in the extreme sense where somebody's not a shomer Torah mitzvahs and they become a shomer Torah mitzvahs. But that's an important discussion related to Mumar, but that came up over here. Again, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, we don't have time to read it now, in Yaradea, Reish Samaches, Hilchas Geirus, about all the formulations that we tell the potential converts about, this is the mitzvahs, to give him some chamuras, some kalos, how are we allowed to do that? There's an issue to teach non-Jews Torah. So we discussed the Marsha said, if somebody's coming to convert, so then that's the Rambam's Lashon, Ulechol Habala Hiskayer, mutter to teach Torah too. Tadar Rabban invite, second to last skinny line, Habala Kabal Debe Chaveris. Chutz Midavar Echad, if somebody is coming to accept Debe Chaveris, except for one thing, a Makablin Oso. Right? If somebody comes to say, I want to be a Chaver, except for this one thing. So he can't. It's a package deal. If a guy wants to become Jewish, except for one mitzvah, no, I don't accept this. You don't convert him. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu dikduk echad mi divrei sofrim. Even a din derabanan. Rashi says a chumra derabanan. Even a chumra derabanan, I don't accept. I want to become Jewish, but I'm not waiting to mokos and fleishiks. No, don't convert him. Sorry, don't convert him. Vechein. Interesting discussion. What happens if you know they say that they accept everything, but you know that they're not going to keep it all? That's a huge halachic issue in Hilchos Geirus. The Achiezer, Chaim Ozer, has a tshuva about it in Chelek Gimel Simen Chavav, where he talks about it as if they say it and the rabbi thinks that there's a chance that they're going to be emesik and they're going to try, even if they're going to be mechalel with te'avon, because they can't control themselves, what could convert them? We're not talking about somebody's not going to be keep regular. You know that they're not from, and they're not going to be from. But if you know they're from, but they're not fully there yet, and sometimes their Yetzirah will overtake them. So the Achiezer says in that case, that's litei oven. That's not called a faulty conversion. Not all posts can agree to this. That's the Achiezer right here. To had the bebala kabel kol mitzvos chuk mi chus mi dikduk echad afilu mi divrei sofrim a makabel noso dafka b'masne shelo lekabel avolo b'misha b'daito laver litei oven. If he's the davar lo daito litei oven, he says ein ze minia lekabel mitzvos. That's not a minia. Anyway, that's a big halachic discussion in terms of converting, right? But generally, the halach is, or Rav Moshe writes in many tshuvas, right, that if somebody's going to convert someone to bring them into a life of non-observance, then that's a chiyuv, that you're being mechayev them, you're not being mezakeh them. Now they only have seven mitzvahs, then they're going to have 613. So it's bad for them, so you're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to do that. V'chein ben Levi, shebo lekabel divrei Leviya. Also a ben Levi that accepts to do divrei Leviya. What's divrei Leviya? So Rashi says, Divrei Leviya means he accepts to sing and to guard the gates and to service, right? First skinny line of Rashi, right? So the Kohen, Shabbat Kabbal Divrei Kahuna, or a Kohen that accepts to accept, do Divrei Kahuna, Chutz Midavar Echad, Im Kabbalan also, then also you don't accept him, Shneemar, HaMakriv is Dama Shlamim, the one who is Makriv, the Dama Shlamim, it's a package deal, HaAvodah HaMesura, LeBnei Aaron, Kol Kohen, Shein Amode Ba, Ein Lochelet B'Kahuna. If a Kohen is not Mode in everything, then he's not trustworthy in Kahuna. We have this line, if you look, on the, we have this in Chul and Kuflamid Beis, we have the same line, Kol Sheina Modeba. The Rashi there said, a Kohen who believes that certain things aren't true. So the Ritva there said, that's a Mumar. What, you need to tell me that he's Chashi, doesn't get everything? So the Ritva says, no. Maybe it means a Kohen who says certain Avodos aren't Li'ikuva. That's only Lachad Chila. So that's not a Mumar. But that's what we're talking about here. That's the Rashi and the Ritva there in Chulin Kuflam and Beis. Tan Rabbanan Vayter. Other details about Chavras. Habol HaKabal Devei Chaveris. Im Ra'inu Ashenoi B'tzinem B'toch Beisa. If somebody wants to become a Chaver, and we see that he's already been acting that way in his house, Makabal Nosov, V'yakab Olam D'Nosov, you're allowed to accept it right away. And then teach him even more, because you know this is where he's headed. Vim Lav. But if you didn't see any of his prior behavior, Malam Dino Sov, V'yakab Makabal Nosov. First you have to teach him, and then you accept him. Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon Yochai says, Venkach uvenkach makablin oso. No, Rav Shimon Yochai, Rashbi says, first accept him. V'hu lamad kidarko v'holech. And he'll learn on the way. Tana Rabbanan, mikablin l'knafayim, v'yachach makablin l'taris. L'knafayim, what's l'knafayim? Rashi says, when one does netilas yadayim, we raise our hands like wings. So if somebody accepts to the halach of netilas yadayim, washing my hands before I touch truma, before I eat other taras, so if somebody accepts l'knafayim, and then he can be mekabel taras, meaning there could be stages of acceptance. It's not that I want to do everything except for this. That's not a stage, that's an exclusion. But if somebody says, you know what, I want to build up. Can I accept this first and that first and that first? That's fine, says the Gemara. The Imam Ra'ini Mekabel Elo L'Knafayim Mekabel Noso. And even if he says, this is all I'm doing, this is the only stage I'm getting up to, it's fine, you accept him. Kibel Ataris Lo Kibel L'Knafayim. What if he skipped a step? I want to do Taris, but not K'nafayim. Afl Taris Lo Kibel. Then you don't accept him because K'nafayim is much easier and simpler. So if you can't do the lower, then we don't accept him to do the chamor. Tana Rabbanan Akama B'Kabel Noso. How long do you have to wait until he's no longer anew? He's no longer a Baal Tshuva. Right? When do you lose the status of Baal Tshuva? When do you lose the status of an Oleh? Right? You can ask it in any area of Halacha. When do you use the status of newly Chaver? Beshamayomim, Lamashkin Shloshim Yom. for mashkin, which is only a tumah derabanan, 30 days, l'ksus she'masar chodesh, for clothing, which chazal or gozer on tumah on big day am ha'aretz, that's only after a year. No, both after a year. What? Beisol is machmir. Imkein havile mikule beishamayim uchmer beisol. So why isn't this on the list, the Maseches Idios, of the cases where Beisol is machmir? So Ella, Beisol omer mechaz vechaz eshloshim v'shloshim. Okay, you're right, Beisol is makel in both ways. Period. Simen, chaver tamet cheles meches chazer gabay ba'atzmo. So that's all. Takes us all the way to the rest of the parak. Tana Rabbanan. Habala kabal devrei chaveirim tzorich lakabal b'nei shlosha chaveirim. He has to accept it in front of three. Upanav u'b'nei beiso einan tzorich lakabal b'nei shlosha chaveirim. But his family does not, because once he accepts it, Mistam, he's going to teach his family. So we don't have to have the separate acceptance by his family. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, af banav u'b'nei beiso tzorichan lakabal. No, they do. B'nei shlosha chaveirim. L'fish ein adom echaver shekibel leben chaver shekibel. Look, he just accepted, but he hasn't done this his whole life. So you don't know how much his family is going to be mushpa from him, so therefore they also have to accept it. Tana Rabbanan. Habala kabal divrei chaveiros. Tzorich lakabal b'fnei shlosha chaveirim. V'afilu tamar chacham. Tzorich lakabal b'fnei shlosha chaveirim. Even a tamar chacham has to. Zokin v'yoshev b'yeshiva. But if somebody's already in the Sanhedrin, Yoshev b'yeshiva, ein tzorich lakabal b'fnei shlosha chaveirim. Shekvar kibal av mishar sheyoshev. Because obviously they would have checked before they put him into the bezdin that he was a ne'eman individual. Abba Shalomer. Af tamar chacham ein tzorich lakabal b'fnei shlosha chaveirim. Even a tamar chacham does not need a formal acceptance because look, he's a tamar chacham. He could even be used as the chaver that people accept in front of, because he's a Talmud Chacham. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'yamei b'no shal Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, nishna mishna zu. In the days of the son of Rabbi Chanina, that's when they said this halacha, that Talmud Chacham does not need to be accepted in front of three. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, why? Because this was the story. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, is tabak lehu milsa b'taris, they had a shayla. Shadru Rabban lagabi b'no shal Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, so they sent the shayla to his son. Azilu, Imru le la'ayinba. So he sent these rabbis and said, go let him be ma'ayin in it. Ashgechua de kanotar or ta'an taris. They saw he had taris in his hand, and now he was going to be ma'ayin in the shiloh. So what did he do? Osif rabbanan midi day ligavayu. He put some of his own ne'eman friends between the taris and these other guest rabbis that were coming. Kind of like saying that he didn't trust them. But Kai Iu Le Yunibe, and he went to be Ma'ayin. That was the story. So Asu Amri Leila Rabbi Yehuda, they came back to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. They came back. Amar Lehu, Rabbi Yehuda, Aviv Shalzeb, Biza Tamid HaChamim. He was Mavazas. Vazas. He didn't trust us. He put these other people in between. His father was Mavazat Tamar Chacham, Afu Mavazat Tamar Chacham. So to him, that's just like basically an insult. Hey, probably got it from his father. They're all Mavazat, they don't treat us properly. So Amar Rav Yossi, no, calm down. Kvod Zaken Yemurach Bimkomo. Calm down. Don't bring in the father here and start insulting people. Ela miyom shachar beis hamigdash nagu kohanim silsul ba'atzman. It's an extra standard that kohanim in the Yerushalayim always do. Shein mosrin es hataris. I'm sorry, not just kohanim, that the not only in the Yerushalayim but anywhere. Shein mosrin es hataris l'chol adam. They don't know who you are. They don't know who you are. So please, don't assume and try start insulting during about this person. But this was a story about the this individual, and that's why we said it happened in this time. Period. Do we have to stop here? Two more lines. Tana Rabbanan. Chaver shemeis ishto ubanav ubnei beiso harein becheskana sheyach shadu. If a chaver dies, his family is assumed to keep his high standards until we know otherwise. V'chein chatzer shemochren batcheles harein becheskata shetipasel. Also a chatzer, a store that sells the true tcheles, it's becheskasa that they're not selling the Kala de Elon, the false Chelas, until we find out that they are. So we can always assume the Chazaka until we know otherwise. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll just see over that story quickly that we just did tomorrow, just outside again. But it was just a story to prove what the behavior was at that time period. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha's here tonight, and we will continue.